fully negotiated cash fed cattle trade got underway Wednesday at steady prices. Higher food and energy costs weighed on restaurant industry recovery in the first quarter. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 5th of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade and demand were moderate in the Texas Panhandle through Wednesday afternoon, with prices steady at $140 hundredweight. Trade in Nebraska was moderate to good demand, also at steady prices of $146 on a live basis and $232 in the beef. Elsewhere, trade was slow on light to moderate demand, with too few transactions to trend. However, there were some early live sales at $140 in Kansas and at $145 to $146 in the north. Last week, live prices were $140 in Kansas, $146 to $147 in Colorado, and $145 to $147 in the western Corn Belt, where dress prices were $232. By the way, the weighted average 5-area direct fed steer price in April was $141.66 a hundredweight, which was $20.78 higher than a year earlier, or 17% more. The average steer price in the beef was $36.55 higher, up 16%, at $228.86. Choice box beef cutout value was 19 cents higher Wednesday afternoon, at $259.74 a hundredweight. Select was 34 cents higher at $247.68. Cattle futures held their ground in the face of firmer corn futures Wednesday. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from an average of 26 cents lower to an average of 13 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 42 cents higher, except for an average of 28 cents lower in three contracts amid light trade. Corn futures closed mainly fractionally higher to a penny higher, while soybean futures closed 6 to 10 cents higher.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Calves and feeder cattle traded mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. At OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, feeder steers and heifers sold $1 to $3 higher. A day earlier, long-weaned steer and heifer calves in thin condition and suitable for grazing traded $2 to $4 higher. On the other hand, new crop short-weaned calves sold $3 to $5 lower. There are 7,401 head on offer across both days. Steers weighing 850 to 950 pounds sold mostly steady at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there are 3,085 head. Steers weighing 1,000 to 1,100 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher. Heifers weighing 600 to 650 and 700 to 750 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher, with instances of up to $9 higher at 600 to 650 pounds. The AMS reporter on hand noted that grass-suited cattle saw very good demand as grass conditions in the area look very promising at this point. At Winter Livestock in Dodge City, steers weighing 700 to 950 pounds sold $2 to $3 higher, with higher undertones noted at heavier weights. Steer calves weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold $8 to $9 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 925 pounds traded $2 to $4 higher, but heifer calves weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold $4 to $6 lower. There are 2,433 head on offer. Finally, compared to 3 weeks earlier, at Creston Livestock Auction in Iowa, steers weighing 550 to 650 sold $2 to $4 higher, and then mostly $5 to $8 higher at 700 to 850 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher, but a dollar lower at 750 pounds. There were 2,432 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Wednesday, apparently fueled by optimism that the Fed can slow inflation while maintaining economic growth. That was based on comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, suggesting incremental rate increases will be no more than 50 basis points each time. On Wednesday, as expected, the Federal Reserve raised the lending rate 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 932 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 124 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 401 points. Also on the day, crude oil futures stepped higher with announced plans from the European Union for a phased ban of crude oil imports from Russia to the EU over the next 6 months, as well as an embargo on imports of Russian refined oil products over about the same period of time. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures closed $4.54 to $5.40 higher through the front six contracts. Higher food and energy costs weighed on restaurant industry recovery in the first quarter, according to the NPD Group. Online and physical visits to restaurants declined 2% year-over-year in the first quarter, compared to a 3% increase last year when stimulus payments and relaxed pandemic restrictions provided a boost. Consumer restaurant spending in the first quarter, which reflects higher costs as opposed to increased visits, was up 4%. Online and physical visits to quick service restaurants declined by 2% in the first quarter, compared to a 6% increase the previous year. Consumer spending at quick service restaurants was 2% more year over year. Conversely, full-service restaurant traffic increased by 2% in the first quarter compared to last year's 7% decline. Full-service restaurant spending was up 10% versus the same quarter a year ago when spending fell by 6%. David Portalatin, NPD Food Industry Advisor, says, "With the first quarter behind us, I'm optimistic that seasonal demand and the improving on-premises trends can help get the restaurant industry's recovery back on track." That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 5th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.